This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Always remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Oh, man, you know, normally, Kim, Ryan Wiggins would be in the studio with us right now, but that this morning he's last. He's not first.
He ditched us.
He's stuck in traffic, I think. Ryan, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm just in a car instead of in the studio.
I'm sorry, my friend. You've been complaining about some of those traffic problems getting over here from Illinois recently. It must be all the people out voting today.
I'm sure that's what it is, although this has been, maybe it's a lot of early voting, too, because it's been going on for months.
So that's true.
I don't know, man. You know what drives me crazy? Here's the deal. And I listen to Sue, and she reports on this. And she said, man, today's been a bad day. So if you're trying to get in from Illinois, especially, it's just terrible today. But they shut down 255. Tell me this makes sense. They shut down 255 for, what, 4 months or something like that now. And so all of the regional traffic, not all the commuter traffic is going to take the other bridges, but the regional traffic, the trucks and stuff, they're all going through downtown now to avoid 255. So instead of waiting to do major road work, until 255 is back open, they decide, let's shut down two lanes right before the 55-70 split in Illinois during rush hour today, you know, so all the regional traffic has to also slow down to go through downtown.
Perfect.
I don't get it. I don't get the logic.
Clearly, the two sides are not talking to each other there, for sure. That didn't make any sense at all, for sure. Hey, by the way, I'm sure you've probably seen it by now. Did you see the video yesterday of the Doge guy, Gracias is his last name, where he was talking about the fraud they found at Social Security, where they were giving all these illegal aliens, they saw a spike in the issuance of Social Security numbers during the Biden administration. They realized they were being issued to anybody who had been granted temporary asylum. And then as soon as they got Social Security, they were given Medicaid, and they were also registered to vote.
Oh, yeah, that is a must watch. That's a 12-minute, you know, I mean, that was a whole, like, rally that he was doing, but the 12 minutes where Garcia is on stage, he is explaining, and he's like, look, my parents are immigrants. I'm not anti-immigrant. Like, people are going to paint me as whatever, but he's out here doing this work. They outline and they show that 2 million people in the last couple of years, and rising, by the way, it was getting worse. It would have gotten even worse if they had not taken office, Trump hadn't. But 2 million people have registered for Social Security numbers, and they walk through exactly how to do it. If you're an illegal immigrant, they were actually being coached on how to get Social Security numbers so that they could game the system. The Democrat Party was coaching people to game our immigration system over and over and over to take your taxpayer money away from actual citizens.
Speaking of illegals, I don't know if you remember, but he was some, I guess you could call him an influencer. He was illegal himself, and he went on social media and was basically trying to educate other illegals how to squat in people's homes, where you would then have squatter rights, and the video went viral. Is that ringing
it.
A bell?
Yeah,
that that,
here,
that
yes.
Dude just got deported himself. See ya.
I love it.
Well, that makes sense. But that Garcia clip, Mark, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's something that's like everybody needs to see this, because it's not people even trying to be political. They're saying these are things that your government was doing to you that are just wrong, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. You should see this and realize they were doing this to you. They were wasting your money. And here's the crazy thing. they don't know how many of these 2 million people voted. Because once you have a social security number, you can vote. Well, that means that 2 million people were eligible to vote that should not have been able to vote, and they know some of them did. And in fact, there's a arrest apparently coming today or tomorrow of a guy who was sharing. He put 400,000 people on the Social Security illegally, and he would walk people through the process, and they know that this guy was doing it.
Well,
so it's a rampant fraud. It's rampant fraud.
I'm glad to hear that, and you made me wonder whether I was had his name wrong. But it's not Garcia, it's Gracias, just like thank you
Gracias.
In Spanish. It's Antonio Gracias, if people are searching for that clip, because you do need to watch it. I do hope it's he and Elon Musk on stage, and what they go through is pretty eye-opening, actually. You know, you mentioned this to me earlier, and that is the food stamp issue, which I have not discussed yet this morning, Ryan.
Yeah, so you know, every agency is doing their best to change things up, and this is what we voted for. So MAHA, the Robert Kennedy faction of the Make America Great Again movement, is on the move, and they have actually found a way to issue waivers to states now that they can drop soda from SNAP, from food stamps. And a couple states, at least one for sure, has already done this in West Virginia. And the whole point is to not just, I think, you know, go for full-on health, but it's also to say, look, if you're going to use taxpayer money to buy free food, we're going to make sure that you're buying healthy food and not junk food. And there's a fight breaking out on the right over this, whether you should have freedom of choice or not. And I just can't find the logic that says, that you absolutely should have freedom of choice to buy whatever soda you want if you're paying for it. But if you're using other people's money to pay for it, I don't really get the logic of saying you can't do that.
Well, I think it's a vicious cycle. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people claim that you're not supposed to be able to buy, what, prepared food with it? Is that correct?
I thought it was highly processed food or
well, prepared.
Like
no, I think prepared food, you generally can't go in and buy prepared food with it, like at restaurants and in grocery stores where they have prepared food.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like the packages that have everything pre-made, you just heat it up?
No, I'm talking about like hot. Like you're not supposed to be able to go in and buy hot food with it. That's not what it's designed for.
Oh, okay.
It's designed to go to the grocery store and get, you know, beans and diapers and things like that.
Yeah. That's
so if you can make it healthy,
you can't get you can't get like fresh food on food stamps.
Right. No, you're not supposed to. Anyway, interesting. Well, Ryan, I tell you what, my friend, thanks for letting us catch up with you in the car. Are you making any progress?
I'm right outside the door.
That's awesome. All right. Well, Ryan's finally made it to work. We're happy about that. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
All right, listen to Wiggins America here on the radio station this weekend. That's awesome. So sorry we couldn't get him in, but got a little traffic delay this morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.